Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Health Suites. Now, UFIT Health and Fitness is Singapore's largest independently owned fitness community. And this year, they celebrate 10 years of successful operations with the launch of a physical and digital integration of their services. This will then see the development of three health and fitness hubs, which will serve as one-stop centres, incorporating lifestyle, fitness and technology. This October, the first of these three hubs will open its doors on Club Street, at the heart of Singapore's central business district. This is in the hopes of attracting working professionals who often find themselves too busy or tired after work to swing by the gym and work out for a few hours. A few hours to maintain their fitness. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Will Skinner, Chief Executive Officer, UFIT, and Simon Porter, Head of Corporate Wellness, UFIT, to tell us more about these new health and fitness hubs. But wait, first, a few hours.
Well, it might take them a few hours to recover from the session afterwards.
That I can get behind.
There is a restaurant in there as well, so maybe they can have a bite to eat, and if they're lucky, a glass of wine afterwards. But it's a good place to hang out. It's a hell of a community, so hopefully people will be there for a few hours.
Okay, so the idea is you come in, you work out, there's, I'm assuming, healthy, well-balanced meals. It becomes a community, which then gives you positive reinforcement to come back. Is that what it is?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's on Club Street, and funny enough, we were talking about it as a clubhouse, mm-hmm. almost as you do, you know, how you experience a sporting clubhouse, and it's a pretty unique space. And as you mentioned, over the last 10 years, UFITs have really evolved from being the boot camps and the personal training where it was 10 years ago to a holistic health and fitness service now within these lifestyle hubs that we're creating. Everything from, as you said, the sessions, the group sessions, the personalized consultancy from mm-hmm. nutrition or rehabilitation through to your hardcore training to experience nice in changing rooms and then having a nice meal afterwards, hopefully.
So you really are hoping that they'll stay for a few hours.
We just won't let them leave. We'll lock them in.
You just won't let them leave. Okay, we turn our attention to Simon Porter. You're the head of corporate wellness. What does that even mean, really?
Look, it's a very broad topic. Mm. We run anything from a corporate space or a gym inside an office mm-hmm. to online wellness programs and deliver content through the online.
Okay, so in the last 10 years, things have definitely changed. As Will was saying, people used to go to the gym and it was with a singular focus on getting fit and jumping on a treadmill for a while or doing some weights. How has that shifted since then?
Well, I think people's appreciation for what health and fitness really means. Gone are the days where people just go, oh, he's got a six-pack or she's got a six-pack. Mm-hmm. They must be very fit and healthy. Now, from a corporate perspective, we're looking for that broad range. And Simon mentioned the word broad. We've got to find offerings that really resonate with everybody. And a hardcore session, for example, isn't something that resonates with 80% of a working population.
No, because some of us would die.
Exactly, yeah. And so with our corporate offering, it is finding something that is broad, that actually engages people. And that's what Simon's excellent at. Taking that health coaching role, which inevitably the first step is having a conversation with people mm-hmm. and finding what's going to get them up from their desk every 45 minutes or get them out of bed in the morning and actually starting to just make one or two changes about their health and lifestyle.
Okay, then we certainly go back to Simon. What does the average working professional need to change? To get fitter, to get healthier?
It's completely different for every single person, mm-hmm. right? So what we like to do is start with an assessment with that person, mm-hmm. get some data based on that assessment, and then give them the right steps to continue their journey. Because mm-hmm. everybody's at a different place, right? Some people, they need to sleep a little better. Some people need to eat a little better. Some people just need to go out, do some more steps before they move into getting a hard workout, for example.
Mm-hmm. And how fit do you have to be to join UFIT?
There was a grueling fitness test at the start. Lucky I just passed.
I'm not even going to ask you. Just thinking about it might make me tired. We're speaking to Will Skinner, Chief Executive Officer of UFIT, and Simon Porter, Head of Corporate Wellness at UFIT, to tell us more about new health and fitness hubs, how hitting the gym will benefit a working professional's holistic health. So let's talk about that. How will hitting the gym and how regularly should a working professional hit the gym to get healthier, but also to take advantage of all this technology that's changing going to the gym?
Well, one of the facilities that we actually run, and we've done it for the last couple of years now, is we run LinkedIn's in-house gym and help with their mm-hmm. wellness offering. And Simon, we brought Simon in to help lead that. And they're probably the leaders within the whole corporate world at the moment in terms mm-hmm. of how they look after their staff and what things they put on for their staff, whether it's exercise, whether it's wellness seminars, whether it's food for their staff. They are really leading the way. And we're helping them get the sort of results that they want, not only looking to get their staff healthier and fitter, so potentially their insurance premiums come down, for example,
sure.
but actually get them performing better at work,
right.
get them more motivated when they're sat at the computer when inevitably they're doing a spreadsheet, for example, and actually make them want to get out of bed and come to work, mm-hmm. enjoy their time more, increase that connectivity, because exercise is a really, really good way of breaking down boundaries between, you know, hierarchical elements with bosses and workmates, and effectively, as we said, just making the workplace a far better place to be.
All right, let's talk about UFIT's integrated health and fitness hub on Club Street. Tell us everything we need to know about it. This is your chance to plug it.
Well, it's at 21 Club Street. It is our first of our lifestyle hubs. So mm-hmm. we are integrating our three CBD locations in Aramoy Street, personal training gym. We have our clinic moving from Raffles Quay to Club Street, and then our Tajon Bakar site moving in there as well. And as I mentioned, we've got group training sessions in there, everything from fitness to yoga to Pilates to bar. We have an in-house restaurant, so we have a partner restaurateur, and it's going to be called Burn in there, so a little bit of fitness terminology mm-hmm. working alongside the restaurant. We have these amazing changing rooms. We have our physiotherapists and clinicians, and over the next 6 months, we're looking at bringing in sports physicians as well to really integrate that physician and clinician approach into our offering, and then we have our 25 personal trainers all working out of the space. And if anybody knows Singapore or Club Street that well, it's the old Senzo restaurant. Mm-hmm. So if people are listening out there and they know Senzo, it's that amazing, amazing five shop houses with the courtyard in the middle. Mm-mm-mm. It's such a setting, probably one of the most unique buildings in Singapore. And when we were looking for a potential site, we walked in and we fell in love with it. And we've ripped it all down and rebuilt it over the last couple of months, and we've got 4 weeks to go. A few more coats of paint to go on.
You sound very excited.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it is so unique. And I just know when all of our clients or then potential people looking at getting involved with health and fitness walk through those doors, they'll be sold.
Okay, talk to me about the technology that now comes into play with fitness, which maybe wasn't available to us 10 years ago.
Well, as Simon said, there's a huge play on data at the moment. Every industry is talking about data. But for us, what we want to be doing is just using that data to make that journey for our customers as best as possible. And not only our customers, but our trainers. Our whole purpose is about giving the ability for our trainers to get the best results in their clients. And what do our trainers need? They need to see and have objective measures of where their clients are on each stage of their fitness. Mm-hmm. So whether they're coming in and they've suffered an injury due to sport, for example, they're seeing our physiotherapists, then we're able to collect data on movement or mobility screens, for example. Or if that client's come in and they want to get fitter and healthier, then we're taking objective measures with regards to their body mass index, for example, their blood pressure, health and fitness-based measures that they're taking at right at the start. And then as they go through their health and fitness journey, anywhere from injury or illness through to fitness, through to performance, because we have everybody that haven't done a run ever in their lives, or we've got some international athletes working with us. And that's our key differentiator. We have some of the very, very best specialists within the whole industry, not just within Singapore, but internationally. And they're able to take anybody wherever they are on their health and fitness journey, really straight beginners through to your very, very best professionals. And that's our greatest asset.
Okay, I'm actually really curious because I have been around long enough to have gone through several trends. There was a time when all women want to be really thin and look like Jane Fonda. And then they wanted to be really buff and have some definition in their arms. And then they wanted to be really strong and look like Jennifer Lopez. What is the trend now?
The trend is to look how you want to look.
Okay, and we have it's okay.
We have the skills and the ability to and the expertise within our training base for a client to come in and say, I want to be working on my strength, mm-hmm. or I want to lose some weight, or actually I have a competition coming up and I need to be this much heavier to be able to compete, for example.
Right.
we have the skills and the ability to consult on what our what our clients' goals are. And that's the beauty of us. We don't have a one-size-fits-all model, and especially within our corporate program, we know that when we're dealing with big groups of people that, you know, and employees that haven't actually stepped into our gym, so they're a different place within their health and fitness journey. We have to have that introduction to them first, and they think probably, you know, I don't really want to talk to you at the moment. So we have to come with options and say, look, it's not about us. It's not about our one-size-fits-all model. It's actually about you finding out what you want and working with you on reaching your goals.
That's interesting. We do this in radio as well. We do have a program of fitness, and our general manager is quite the fitness nut. And I say that with a grimace, because he drags us all into the gym once or twice a week and makes us do HIIT. And some of us crawl out of there. You know, that's a unique challenge, because you've got people who are different ages. They're men, they're women. Some are very fit, some are not. Mm. How do you do that with a group, a corporate group like that?
So I think we're moving away really from the days of where you just come and do a boot camp or a HIIT session and people kind of get beat up and then they're sore for 3 or 4 days after, and then they come and do it next week and just repeat that cycle to more of a health coaching model. So where somebody can come in, maybe they're not ready for that HIIT session. Like I said earlier, they want to get their steps in or work on their nutrition or their sleep. We can kind of meet them where they are in their journey, and they don't have to just come and do the boot camp or the HIIT session.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one of the other things alongside that is we're using technology to give us a gauge of where everybody else is. So we're using heart rate monitor tracking, for example.
Right.
And someone's heart rate at 90 might mean that they're working at the same rate as someone, as hard as someone at the rate of 180. So we're using technology to be able to give us a gauge of where that individual is within a whole group, rather than just say, right, everybody's running 10 kilometers and we're timing you. We're actually working to people's different levels, people's strengths and people's weaknesses, and using tech and data to make a far better product.
Would it be safe to say that you're actually safer today using all this technology to monitor your progression, your health, your heart rate, your oxygen levels, whatever it is you're monitoring, than it would have been years ago for somebody who was coming into the gym for the first time without those tools assisting them?
For us, technology is about a tool that is enabled, that we use to assist the session.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to replace a human being with technology.
Right.
For us, health and fitness isn't just about that data, for example. Health and fitness is about a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Simon is a motivator. He's able to get people going and, you know, and get them out of bed and in the morning and come down to the office to do a session early because of that relationship, because of that rapport he has with people. Looking at an app and staring at your phone, if it's a fitness app, is not good for you. if anything, we're trying to remove screen time and just relying on tech and data and screens to get that 100% is quite a dangerous model for me. And for us as a business, we're about it's relationships first and using that tech and that data to aid those relationships and aid those products.
All right. I'm going to let Simon have the last word then. Words of advice to working professionals who I might be listening in now who are looking to start a gym regime.
Look, to start, you've got to find something that you enjoy doing, right? And people that you enjoy doing it with. So the client-trainer relationship is perfect. If you can find a trainer that you like and is a skilled personal trainer, you're going to enjoy turning up to the gym there.
Mm-hmm.
If you prefer to do some classes or something like that, find the classes you like, find some people you like to do it with, and continue that, right? You'll be more consistent if you're doing stuff you like instead of stuff you hate for your workout.
All right. Thank you so much, Will Skinner, Chief Executive Officer, UFIT, and Simon Porter, Head of Corporate Wellness at UFIT, for coming in and talking to us more about UFIT Health and Fitness and your new hub. I wish you all the very best with it.
Thank you.
You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.